Hi, this is Jamie Crawford, Worldwide Evangelist with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get more spontaneous messages, weekly devotion, and much more. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. Today I have Pastor Ron Bruner with me, and I have a question for you today, Pastor. What is the Lord speaking to you right now in the season of ministry you are in? Would you share that word with us today?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Well, right now in my own personal life, you know, there are some things that I'm struggling with, so I'm going through some pretty big struggles. My wife's having some health issues, and so I am struggling. But what God is speaking to me about that is that He is reminding me of past times when I was really going through struggles, really going through some dark times, but that in those dark times that God was building and putting something together for the future. And one of those examples, of course, James, and you know this story well, our listeners will know more about both of us, is that one of those dark times is when I needed to go to work for Walmart to supplement my income and continue pastoring. And so, but while I was working for Walmart, I also met you because you had just gotten saved and you had asked if they would pray for you at your church because you wanted to get a job. You needed a job, but you also wanted to work with someone who was a Christian who could help you as a new Christian. And so God put us together then. And so when I look back across all those years in that dark time of my life, because when I went to work for Walmart, I remember saying, God, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why you have me doing this. I don't understand this. But I said, it's okay, God, because I know you got something going on. And so when I look back through all those dark years, I do see that God was using that to put us together because of so many things that God has worked through you in my life to bring to pass. And I just encourage our listeners that, you know, if they're going through a struggle, a really dark time in their life, then, you know, God is building some things in your life right now that you're going to be able to see later, and you'll see that God is working in your life and that He did not leave you alone. And so I just want to encourage them with Psalms 30, verse 5. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So listener, joy will come in your morning. Do not give up.
Thank you, Pastor Ron. I want to look at a scripture in John where Jesus is with His disciples. He is actually washing the disciples' feet. He's preparing for His death on the cross. And He's sharing with the disciples at this time, and it's a humbling experience for these disciples, for Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to be washing their feet. And in the midst of the time of Him washing their feet, He looked at them and said, today you may not understand, but in a little while you will understand it all. And it's just exactly what you're talking about in the season of your life. But today, Pastor, I want to ask you this. How can our listeners, if they're writing right in the middle of a season of their life where they're overwhelmed with the storms of life and they may be in a pit, what can you give them today in the Word of God to help them get to the next level of their own life, get them to the next season, trimester of their life? Would you share that today?
Sure, I'd be glad to. And I love your reading there about the disciples not understanding about what's going on with the foot washing there, because our lives are often like that. And it reminds me of the statement that I saw. Somebody said that we live life forward, but we understand it backwards. And so we have to look back to be able to connect the dots. But to answer your question there about how do you get through that, Psalms is what gets me through tough times. I read the book of Psalms. The Bible is a big book, and it's got lots of great instruction in it for different times of life. It depends on what you're doing. If you're trying to build something, you probably should read the book of Nehemiah. If you want to control your tongue, you should probably read the book of James. But if you're struggling, you should read the book of Psalms, because I found out that there's a lot of great instructions in the book of Psalms that can help you when you're struggling. Plus, You think of David. In Psalms 22, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Well, that's the way you feel when you're going through a struggle in a dark time, like you've been forsaken. Just one chapter later in 23 is where he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. So you see this full emotional range that David has. You see his own struggles. And then you also one of the things that's in the book of Psalms, James, is the prayers that's in there that David prays. And when you're reading through there, some of those prayers, you'll think, man, that's me. That's my heart. And you can pray those prayers. They're very powerful. And so I encourage people to do what I call psalming. Read the book of Psalms. And there's a couple of ways you can do it. One is that you can just take a bookmarker and read five chapters every day. You'll go through it in a month. Or then there's what I call the Psalm of the Day, which is if you take today's date, which is June the 6th, so you'd be reading Psalm 6, and then you'd add 30 to that, and you'd read 36, and you'd add 30 to that, and then you'd read 96, and then 30 more, and then 30 more, you'd have five chapters, and those are the Psalms of the Day. And I found out it's amazing how God can speak to me when I do that and bring encouragement in my life when I'm going through dark and tough times. So I would encourage them, in order to get through, to read Psalms. And also, you know what? If you're not connected to a local church, you need to be, because that will also help you. You need other Christian brothers and sisters around you to support you as you go through tough times, and people that will pray with you. So those are the things I'd suggest.
Thank you, Pastor Ron. What a powerful, spontaneous message that you've given us today. I believe it's going to help our listeners today get through the struggles that they're facing. I'm going to ask today, Pastor, would you pray with our listeners? Because there's many people that are struggling right now. They need an outlet right now. And I believe in the prayer that you're going to pray today. I believe it's going to set the captive free.
Yes, amen. Jesus, we just come to you today, Lord, and I pray, Father, for every person out there, every person that's struggling, every person, Lord, that's laid on their pillow at night, Lord, and the tears have streamed down their face, Lord, because they just didn't know what the next day would bring. They didn't know what to do or which way to turn. But, Lord, I pray for them right now that you're going to give them guidance, you're going to give them direction and instruction, Father, and bring comfort into their heart, Lord. I pray that the comforting power of the Holy Spirit would move upon them right now as they listen to this today, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, God, and you would strengthen them, Lord. And Father, I pray that, God, that you would open up doors for them, Lord, that will take them into a bright and wonderful future, Lord, as they follow your leading, Father. I thank you, Jesus, because we know that you open doors, Lord, and no man can shut them. And that's what we pray right now for our listeners, Lord, that you would open some doors in their life, Lord, that will take them from the storm that they're in, God, into something beautiful and something good that you have prepared for them, Father, on the other side of the storm. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We hope you'll stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to breakthroughevangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.